HYC, requesting signal report.
HYC, this is November Zero, Tango Radio. My name's Tom. Your signal has some white noise on it, but you're very copyable. In HF terminology, I'd say you were about a 5.6. But back to you.
Hello, Tom. Good morning. This is our first real transmission on our new mobile. And that's nice to hear. I don't have a clue what to do to get out white noise, what I need to do. We have an ICOM 4100.
Maybe it might be your location. What was your name again and call? I'll write it down. And about where are you from the repeater?
I'm KO4HYC. My name is Ann. I live in Landrum. And we are now on I-26 around going towards Inman from Landrum.
We live in Greer, my wife and I. And I've always noticed as we approach Landrum from the south, within about 3 miles of Landrum, the signal gets terrible, and in downtown Landrum, not good at all. Up where you're at, you'll be in and out depending on your location, so don't worry about it. You have a plenty good signal, Ann.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. After climbing through all the car and trunk and everything, it's finally paying off.
Welcome, young lady. And good to hear you this morning. I'm just sitting here looking at the computer and seeing what the Greenville Symphony Orchestra has on and then some other things here on the computer. And watching some of the news that I got muted right now until the weather comes on.
So are you going to go physically to the orchestra, or are you just watching it on the internet as you see?
Haven't been for a long time, especially because of the COVID, and then I have congestive heart failure, and you have to park so far away from the orchestra hall. If it's very cold or very hot, that inhibits us from going. I used to play French horn in back up in Kansas in the Pittsburgh State University Orchestra for about 9 years, and I still love my orchestra music and lots of other kinds too, everything from bluegrass to country to 60s on 6 on the satellite radio.
We have so many options these days to enjoy different hobbies and loves. We're just now hitting rain, and it's quite dreary out. Going to get the car tuned up and just playing with this radio. This is a D-Star. Our bass unit is also a D-Star, so that's going to be our new thing to kind of explore.
YC, this is N0TR. Well, Ann, I know nothing about that, but from all reports that I have heard, it's a wonderful thing. There was a guy on here yesterday that talks back up to New York all the time to his family and does it very easily on D-Star. I've just never used it. I'm 73 years old, and primarily I use this repeater. It's up on Caesar's Head Mountains at 3,500 feet. Over.
Yeah, we're going to have to learn it, that's for sure. And there's just so much about this ham radio stuff. So I'm from the old CB days, and I was 45 years ago, so got a lot of learning to do. Okay, KO4HYC, thanks for the radio check. 73.
Okay, Ann. Pleasure's all mine. And by the way, that's where I started about in the early 70s and using the CB radios and did some in the military, in the Navy, many, many years ago. Like you said, about 50 years ago for me and 40 years ago for the CV stuff. And then finally in 1993, I got my technician license. Oh, it took me about a year to get up to that 20 words a minute on Morse code. And so I've been sitting there ever since with the N0TR, and that's my initials, by the way, Tom Rouse. 73, Zan, you have a wonderful day, a safe day most of all, and thank God we're not back in Kansas where the temperatures are single digit right now, and they're not going to be above freezing back there till next Friday. God bless South and North Carolina. KO4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, N0TR 73, Zan.
NT0, what?
It's Norway 0, Tango Radio. November 0, Tango Romeo, if you will. Exact phonetics.
We now got to start learning some of these, I'm going to say handles. Oh, my gosh. You know what I mean. Actually, I remember KHF 4655, Tiger Lily. I can't believe I just remembered my old call from 45 years ago. 73.
Okay, and yes, we don't use handles here. And I found back in Kansas it was a bad practice because people started making phonetics that were funny and some of them that were not so funny. And so it's a good thing to shy away from on here. We just don't do it. And I'm glad of that. This is a wonderful repeater. It's a Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's repeater, and it's pretty well monitored and watched. And got a great group of people on here. Take care, Ann. KO4HYC N0TR 73. Clear.
4HYC. Clear. N0TR. This is KO4HYC. Have a little question.
Go ahead, Ann. This is N0TR.
Over here in Spartanburg, someone told us there was a store that sold ham radio supplies. Are you aware of it?
In downtown Spartanburg, it's an electronic supply. I wouldn't necessarily call them ham radio supply. It's the only one I'm knowledgeable about. It's called Harley's. H-A-R-L-E-Y-S.
Okay, thank you. 73,
KO4, YC. Okay, and I'm not privy or really knowledgeable about that as far as ham radio supplies. They do have a really nice selection of electronics there and a very nice store if you're coming from the north or be on the left side. And but they may have more than what I'm well aware of, so well worth checking out. KO4HYC N0TR 73.